Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tomorrow night, Millennium Park will be the place to see the stars. That's because it's the third annual Fifth Star Awards, a celebration of creativity put on by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. This year's honorees include Buddy Guy, The Second City, Jackie Taylor, and others. But they won't be the only stars in attendance. The presenters are all A-list themselves. They include Cindy Crawford, Fred Willard, and my next guest, Chicago Blues star Shamika Copeland. Shamika Copeland is a treasure. She's won all sorts of awards, including the Best Contemporary Blues Female Artist of the Year, given by the Blues Music Awards. She's headlined at the Blues Fest. Her latest album on Alligator, Outskirts of Love, was a huge hit. Copeland will be presenting the Fifth Star Award to Chicago blues legend Buddy Guy. Shamika Copeland, welcome to the Download.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
How does it feel for you, I mean, as a blues musician, a young blues musician who's coming up to have success and be in a position where you get to present the Fifth Star Award to Buddy Guy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so honored. I mean, Buddy Guy has been a complete treasure to so many blues artists and artists that are not blues artists. So, I mean, you know, I can't think of anybody that plays guitar or does this particular genre of music that he's not been an influence for. So yeah. I'm honored to do it. Truly honored. Glad I get to be the one.
Yeah, right. What's your relationship like with Buddy Guy? What has he done for you and your music?
Oh my gosh. I mean, first of all, you know, it starts with being kind, because with new artists coming up in this business, you know, it's tough and it's hard. And he's always been very kind and genuine with me and to me. And I spent many a years touring with him. Some of my first tours were out on the road opening for Buddy Guy, you know. And he's done that for a lot of us.
Obviously, being a Chicago-based musician, being on Alligator Records, you spent a lot of time obviously touring with Buddy Guy. What do we need to know about Buddy Guy, the person? You know, as Chicagoans, we all know him as a blues legend. But what do we need to know about him as a person?
Well, that's funny. I'm not sure I should say any of it, but I will anyhow. Because you know what? I got the microphone. I would say things that people might not know about him is that he's very spiritual. And that's important in this business. He's a family man. He loves his family. He loves his kids. I mean, those are the things that I know about him.
What have you learned as a musician yourself from Buddy Guy? What about touring with him and going through your young career? What did you learn from playing with Buddy?
Well, you know, I think it's the same as from my father. There's ups and downs in this business, but you just have to keep on going. You know, you can't let that affect you. You just have to keep on going. Just pray that everything is going to be all right and just keep on moving no matter what happens.
We're talking with blues great Shamika Copeland, who will be introducing and presenting the Fifth Star Award to Chicago blues legend Buddy Guy tomorrow night. You've had such a great career. I mean, I remember having you on programs 10, 15 years ago when you were just starting out, 20 years. But talk about your career. Why don't we just start? I was amazed to see that, as you mentioned, your father, a blues man himself, Johnny Copeland, brought you on stage. Your first performance was at the age of 8. What do you remember about that?
I remember being in trouble, and it was Mother's Day, and I was supposed to be at home behaving myself, but I wasn't. And my mom came home and did the worst possible thing she could do to me at the time, which was put a dress on me. And take me take me where my parents were, which was just a few blocks away at the Cotton Club. And we were celebrating Mother's Day there. And my father saw that she had went home and got me. And he started playing a song that we did around the house all the time. And I knew he was going to call me up. And I've never been more nervous in my entire life. And I thought, you know, I'm never getting in trouble again because this is just torture. But it's funny because looking back on the video, which I haven't seen now in, you know, 20 years or so, but looking back on the video, you could see me slowly getting into it, you know, people applauding. But, man, I was so nervous, and I thought, my parents, they must hate me. Why are they doing this to me, you know?
Well, your dad, Johnny Copeland, you know, when you turned 16, 17 years old, you started touring with him, you know, opening up but also being a part of the show. Talk about that experience to be able to be on tour with your father.
You know, it was awesome because my father had always been a touring man. He had always been a traveling man, and we spent a lot of time on the phone together, you know, because he wasn't at home all the time. So being able to go out on the road with him the last couple of years of his life, I was able to really spend some time, quality time with my father, traveling a lot and getting to know him and learning who he is as an adult person, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I guess I wasn't an adult, quite an adult, but I was a teenager, you know? So I got to learn things about my father that I'm not sure I would have otherwise got to learn if it had stayed the same way.
For you, I mean, being such a youngster, a teenager, as you mentioned, and being able to be thrust out onto stages on tour as a blues musician, what did that do for you in your career? I mean, did you learn quickly how to be a professional, how to find the discipline it takes to perform night after night on a blues stage?
Oh, absolutely. You learn fast. I went out on my first tour, and you learn quickly. You learn what you can do, what you can't do, how much sleep you need, how much water you should drink. You know, it really doesn't take that long because your body tells you what you need to know, and I learn fast.
Do you keep those lessons that you learned as a teenager with you today when you tour?
Oh, abso-freaking-lutely. And let me tell you, as you get older, it only gets worse.
Right.
The less you can do. I mean, gosh, in my 20s, you know, I could be up 20 hours and still function normally. But now, if I don't get a full night's sleep, it's like, oh, my God, all hospital.
When you came out, I mean, a lot of the reviews and all of the accolades for you was just really about your powerful voice, just a tremendous, tremendous voice on your debut album. And it continues to stick with you. But one of the things that I read you talking about was just that, you know, as you got older and more mature, you become less reliant on that voice, that you've turned yourself into more of an evolved musician, whether it be for writing the songs, performing the songs. You're not just relying on the power of that voice.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Working with different producers and different types of artists, it's been great for me because, you know, you learn that you can still move people, just like all the artists that I listen to. You know, you don't have to belt out every song to move your audience. And it took me time to learn that. You know what I'm saying? Because I came from that school, that old school, you know, that's what you do. And I just never thought I had the type of voice that could move people without the belting, you know?
Right.
You get older, you build up your confidence, and you get comfortable in your own skin, and you learn that you can be powerful in different ways, you know?
We're talking with Chicago blues great Shamika Copeland, who will be presenting another Chicago blues great, a legend, Buddy Guy, tomorrow at the 5th Star Awards, put on by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, which is at Millennium Park. It'll be tomorrow night at Millennium Park. It's been a huge celebration there. I'm interested because, you know, I've had blues musicians on the show, and we've talked about the idea of not only being a blues performer and performing the blues, but living the blues. As you talk about writing songs, writing the blues, how much of the music comes from your personal story, and how much of it is music that is really just more reflection of current events and the times?
A lot of it these days is current events and times, because that's kind of what I've been focusing on here lately in the latest records. But, you know, people definitely had rougher lives back in the day, you know, and they definitely were able to sing about them, those lives. But it's not fair for me to do that because my life really was never that rough. I mean, I can only speak of it for me. Mm-hmm. I don't think my life was as rough as my mother's life. I never had to pick cotton or work on somebody else's farm, you know, anything like that. But for me, my life was difficult because of where I grew up and the dangers of it, and watching a lot of my friends get killed and stuff in my neighborhood and things like that. So it was difficult in that way. But we got out of that neighborhood and things got better. And so, you know, earlier on, I talked about those things in my music. Nowadays, it's more about current events, you know. I'm talking about date rape and domestic violence and religious hypocrites and political hypocrites. And, you know, those are the things that I'm interested in talking about these days. And boy, I'm telling you, it gets more and more. I'm going to have to make a new record coming up here real soon.
That is an endless well of material there.
exactly.
So I, you know, I'm interested, but you know, as you know, I mean, you talked about your life, your upbringing, you know, it is a different generation, and different blues musicians who are coming up now are going to have different experiences from their elders. But as you mentioned, I mean, having friends who are no longer with you, having a situation where you have to get out of a neighborhood, that may not be the same story as your father or your mother, but it is a story that is important and part of the blues as well.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. But, you know, just like I don't want to sing a whole lot of love songs, you know, I don't want to keep singing about those same things. So yeah. I just try to switch it up a little bit, you know.
You know, you've had such great success here in Chicago. You were born in New York and you spent time in Harlem, but you've really been known as a Chicago-based musician. What does that mean to you to be a Chicago-based blues musician?
Oh, so much. I mean, I love the city of Chicago so much. And the best thing I ever could have done was move here because it's been so good to me. And, you know, I just feel like this is where I belong, you know, this is where I needed to be all along. And it just makes me very happy that I found the home that I was always meant for, you know.
You know, the blues music, not unlike jazz, has seen less record sales and less, I would say, less contributions and less participation as well. What do you think where do you think that comes from? The idea that, you know, we're seeing less and less blues music in the mainstream than we have, you know, in decades past.
You know, we're seeing less and less good music in general. And that's just, you know, when things become corporate, you know, corporate gets involved in the music business, things change, you know. And that's what's wrong with pretty much everything in this country, politics and all of it. You know, there's only a few people that control it. That's never good. It's a shame, but eventually people always get back to the good stuff, you know. No one will ever stop listening to Motown and Stax, you know. Mm-hmm. But eventually, you know, I think what happens is that people come back to the good stuff. You know, they don't have another choice.
Well, that good stuff will be on display at Millennium Park tomorrow night as part of the Fifth Star Awards presented by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs. Shamika Copeland will be presenting the Fifth Star Award to Chicago blues legend Buddy Guy. Shamika Copeland, thanks so much for taking some time out. And next time you come through, I'd love to have you in studio. We'd love to talk more. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Take care.